Hello everyone, welcome back to This and That, where we discuss about everything and basically anything at all. My name is Ohelia Osepumbe and I am your co-host for today. And on this episode, we'll be talking about your circle. Some call it inner circle, some call it success circle. I mean, the people around you and how they affect your life and so on. So we'll be discussing or learning about the people that should be in your circle or be around you, and put it that way. So there's one called the coach driver. So the coach driver is someone who is working to achieve something similar to yours, almost the same as your goal. I mean, you might have a similar goal with a person, so you should have someone like that in your circle, so that as you go through experiences, you can share those experiences, and maybe that person can help you overcome it. Or both of you may know how to overcome it, since two heads up, I mean, better than one. Something like planning a wedding or having your first child, or doing a job that person is also doing, or even a course that person is also doing. Well, so I have someone like that, so in case of anything, I just go to the person, since the person is way more experienced than I am, and he is also an expert in that area. So the next person you need in your circle is a super connector. That does need an explanation. They know everyone and everyone knows them. They can introduce you to the right people. They know several prominent groups, and that will tie into your career aspirations and make your network elite. So get someone like that in your circle if you don't have, because they are likely someone that you can have a long-standing relationship with, and who you know reciprocates a feeling of high regard. So people, get a super connector. So another person you need in your circle is the champion. Someone who cheers you up and someone who believes in you. I think I have someone like that in my circle. Oh God, he's a cheerleader personally, who just supports you in everything and anything that you want to do. So yes, people, get a cheerleader, someone who is always hyper about your aspirations and goals, and ready and ever ready to give you a thumbs up, to give you a push, because someone who has always believed in you and who you can rely on to give the extra motivation you need. Sota. Okay, yeah, so the owner of this podcast is one of my cheerleaders. He's always there. Oh, Kasoko Yeribia. Oh, Obey Pien Pien. So yes, he's also part. And get a re-energizer, a person you can call when you need a boost of energy and inspiration. This person should be your number one motivator and the voice of inspiration when you're feeling down. Do you have a re-energizer? If you don't, get one, because there are days that you need someone to talk to and express yourself. And if you find no one around you, then there's a problem. Yes, there is. The fifth person you need in your circle is the mentor. A person who is more experienced with wisdom to share and desire to help you succeed. So in terms of where you hope to be or where you hope to achieve, or what you hope to achieve, this person has seen it all, from what to expect and what to avoid, and that they are also willing to share it all with you. So it might be whether through phone call or maybe a face-to-face or even text message. It doesn't matter. So get someone like that to help you become a success. And the sixth person you need in your circle is a sponsor. The sponsor. Do I need to say more? Well, the sponsor is someone like a leader and will take charge to advocate for you and your career advancement opportunities. Because mentors are a great asset in problem solving and garnering wisdom. But a sponsor can play a more immediate role in carrying out your success. You get sponsor. Maybe you get sponsor. If you don't get, Charlie. Look sharp and look for one. Me self at the here. So people, if you get one, sharing is scary. Now one from now what I say. You get it. So in many instances, they'll have your back even when you're not in the room. These people, they are influential leaders. Then the capabilities of not only advocating for you, but they pry doors open during that process. And the other, and another person in your circle is the community, anywhere you feel a sense of belonging and a safe space to be yourself. So your community, it should be part of your success circle. This one's not a person. I mean, it can be a person, but generalized, should be a group of people, something like that, whether at home or the gym or any location where you are with friends and family. That should be also part. And oh, the accountability partner. I don't think this should be forgotten or overlooked. You should get someone that holds you responsible. What's the right word that I can use here? Tough love. Yes, tough love. It's love, but it's tough. So it's a tactical method to see rapid growth and unaltering motivation. Oh, sometimes you need to be on a smooth side, and then the streets. Oh no, sometimes you need toughness. So get someone like that to help you achieve your goals and meet regularly to check on the progress of set goals. And also, you need a diverse perspective. A diverse perspective. That is the person or people who are really great at what they are doing. They don't look like you, they don't share your background, education, or the same network, but these people can open your eyes to new lines of thinking, push back to your prejudices, and then expand upon your network. You are supposed to have someone that you are doing the same thing with, and also supposed to have someone that is doing something different. Personally, I like diversity. Doing one thing, it sounds boring. So if getting something or doing something different and getting a person doing something different broadens your thoughts and your perceptions about certain things, and it helps. And sometimes you may not like what you hear, but it might be honest and blunt. Yes, blunt. People don't sometimes want to cover it, but bluntness is needed sometimes. Or should I say most times? People will say sometimes, I'll say most times. Yes. So I'm wrapping up. Once you have your circle defined, it's time to get intentional in feeding up their support to accelerate your career or your goal or your job or everything, anything that you want to do. So you have to think situationally as to who is the right person to call and when. Who is the right person to what? Call. And when to call, please. This is someone that that time that you call, come on, 11 p.m. 12 a.m. why? What if the person is married? What if the person is occupied? Come on. So yes, so suppose you're having thoughts of pursuing a new position or industry, you may benefit from reaching out to your mentor for wisdom and discernment. And among the super connector, the champions, the sponsors, a whole lot. So the diverse perspective, the accountability partner, a community, a sponsor, get a mentor, get a re-energizer, get a champion. Some champion is the same as a cheerleader. Yes, and get a super connector and get a coach driver as well. So that is the end of this episode. Thank you for listening and God bless you. Bye.